Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Now, renting is horrible and regular inspections of your property are just an absolute headache, Brooke.
Yep.
I've had one coming up. It was my first without a housemate to help because Lisa left at the end of last year. So Big Bob Loza doing it solo. I thought just to do my homework, just to prepare properly, I got you to come over, put on your property manager hat. You also took your shoes off, which I think is maybe a little too comfortable at home.
You're not the inspector here. I am.
Look, that was very much the dynamic. This is how it went. I'm not here.
I'm here for the inspection.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were the bailiff.
The bailiff?
I'm going to basically hand over to you. Do what you will.
Well, Bob, first things first, I just noticed there's a few leaves and a bit of mud on the front porch.
Look, I don't usually come in that way, so fair enough.
All right, let's move through the house now. Now, this is what, the spare bedroom?
Yeah, sort of the abandoned bedroom.
It's just dead fly over on the corner here.
Lisa, you were meant to clean that up when you left.
All right, moving into the laundry now. I'm just going to, I don't know if there's any sound off this, but I'm just rubbing my hand along the... There's definite dust there, Bob.
Is dust really this big a concern in your experience as a property manager?
Cleanliness is a facade. It will make it look more put together than it is. Now, this is the room that I'm most nervous to enter.
So this is my bedroom.
Look, not too bad. And as someone wearing bare feet, nice cushioniness to the carpet, which you've maintained well.
Yeah, I put that in myself.
We're in the main living area of the house. Again, I've heard a lot about the kitchen. You have freshly mopped. I'm impressed. Vacuuming's fine. DVD collection. Is this the noodle pasta bracelet I made you?
Yeah, it's on the mantle.
Should be wearing it every day, but fine. It's our friendship bracelet. Let's have a look at your gardening area. Oh, the ground is hot. Oh, it's too hot for me to stand on the hot concrete. See, now that's a ploy right there, isn't it? Your concrete is too hot. You're going to need to turn it down.
Everyone does these inspections barefoot. I should have thought.
Now, there's not really much to judge out here because there's nothing out here, which I think therein lays the problem. Bob, I see for you hibiscus plants, woolly bushes, maybe a palm tree. You could get a little hammock out here.
You're just turning this into your Better Homes and Gardens audition.
Oh, you're on to me. All right, overall, Bob, is there any areas of concern you feel that I've missed? Do you think that I need to go back and have a look at anything?
Look, I think you've been tough but fair. I suppose if we're airing this tomorrow, I probably should have dusted by the time the inspection happens at 11 o'clock tomorrow, but don't think I will.
If you need to leave now to go back home to finish, that's okay.
I'm out of here.
Oh, you do have to leave to go there. Finish? Yeah, right. So, okay.
It's fun doing the show with you, Brooke.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. No worries. Have a great day. I really hope he gets it together for the inspection. We like having him around, right?